I think, Trustee Meehaus, I think we're up for the Committee on Governmental Relations. Would you please convene it?
Certainly. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Committee on Government Relations to order. On today's agenda, we have one consent item and one action item. The consent item is the September 20th, 2011 meeting minutes. If there are no objections, the minutes are approved as submitted. The next item on the agenda is an action item, Legislative Report Number 6, which contains a summary of final actions by the Governor on legislative proposals and an update of bills of the Board of Trustees-sponsored legislation. Vice Chancellor Garrett Ashley will begin the presentation this morning. Garrett?
Thank you, Trustee Meehaus. The 2011 legislative year came to an end on September 9th with hundreds of bills reaching the governor's desk for his action. In addition to our sponsored bills, CSU was actively working on additional measures of importance for our students, including financial aid, as well as services for foster youth, veterans, and military personnel. Operational issues such as food services, public records, and executive compensation were also addressed during the year. Assistant Vice Chancellor Karen Zamarripa will present the sixth legislative report for the 11-12 session, which includes final actions on both sponsored bills as well as others of interest to the system. Karen?
Thank you. Good afternoon. Hope everybody had a nice lunch. Right after lunch, it's always the good time to be the speaker. I'm going to try to get you back on track today because most of what I want to share with you is either in the written report or I'm just going to cover briefly in my remarks. As Vice Chancellor Ashley indicated, the 2010 legislative year is over, and they will return after the holidays to Sacramento for the second year of a two-year legislative session, which, as many of you, if you haven't noticed, is also going to be an election year with newly reapportioned seats, an open primary system that will be new statewide. And I think current predictions would hold that we're going to have quite a turnover after the November elections of 12. Some numbers are as high as 45 members of the 80 members of the Assembly will be replaced, either by nature of term limits or making decisions to move on to other offices, whether in the Senate or Congress or even local government. So looking forward, we do expect 2012 to be even more complicated on several levels than it might have been this year. To say the least, this last year, all of us were working very hard on budget, and we will obviously continue to do that into 2012. But unbeknownst to many, we also track over 700 bills over the course of the legislative session, and approximately 200 of those became measures that we were actively managing, working on, seeking amendments, trying to either get them enacted or stop them from usurping your role as the governing board of the institution. What I'm going to do today is just give you a brief update on our sponsored bills, talk a little bit about some of the other issues that we were most active on, and then I'm going to just do a short kind of prediction about what we're going to be dealing with in 2012. Sponsored bills you can find on page 1 and 2 of your written report. Four of the six sponsored bills that you endorsed in January of this year have been enacted, so we're pleased to report an over 80% success rate. We have two remaining issues, the first of which is our bill that would continue our authority in making purchases of vehicles directly and without going through a second state agency, namely the Department of General Services, for the privilege of making those purchases. That authority sunsets in June of 2012. Not a surprise, having gone through this when we first got the authority, we have faced a pretty strong opposition from the Department of General Services regarding our ability and whether they can do a better job than we are as it relates to this operational function. So we're working closely with Executive Vice Chancellor Ben Quillian and George Ashkar and others to try to resolve the disagreements and see if we can reach an accommodation and get that bill signed for you before the sunset date. The other issue, of course, is that we did put forward a bond, a K-12 higher education bond proposal, with the belief and the hope that there would be interest in putting an education bond before the voters in 2012. Now, on this one, I would say that I'm not sure how confident I would be of predictions at this juncture, because there's a lot of dynamics going on in the 2012 election season. There's going to be a lot of interest in getting people who support education out to the ballot. But I think at this juncture, there's a great amount of concern about debt service, the state's general debt service level. So I really have mixed feedback about whether people are really interested in pursuing an education bond in 2012. And certainly we would have to seriously consider the likelihood of us being able to conduct an advocacy educational effort in that regard and be successful with the voters with everything else that's going on. You know, for CSU, obviously that's a significant challenge because we do not have other really prominent streams of revenue to support our capital outlay and infrastructure program, unlike the University of California or the community colleges. There is several millions of dollars still available to be used by K-12, but the State Allocation Board recently reported most of that is encumbered, so there is some interest on the K-12 side by some advocates in the K-12 community. But there are others, the big dogs, that I think are still trying to decide whether they're willing to make this investment in an election next year. As it relates to other measures that we were working on, we were very excited and proud to have been involved with the DREAM Act legislation, AB 130 and 131. For those of you that have been around as long as I have, we actually helped write the current statute as it relates to these students, and we were very excited about the signature on both these measures and working towards making sure that these students who are needy can also be eligible for financial aid. We also worked with Assemblymember Bell to provide priority registration to foster youth. This is the continuing effort by the board and the chancellor and doing all that we can to facilitate success for those students. And we had several measures that provided greater benefits or more flexibility in benefits for both our military personnel and veterans in attending our higher ed institutions. And as I reported prior, obviously, we are now relieved and feel good about the final resolution on the transparency and accountability efforts with Senator Yee. SB 8 was signed, and we're now working closely with everyone in this institution to make sure that we're ready to implement that law effective in January 1st. Before moving ahead and looking forward to 2012, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have about the written report or other bills of interest to the board. Anyone? Great. All right. So just briefly, and looking ahead, as I've already mentioned, 2012 will be full of fun with elections and all the other things that go around that. I think that we can obviously predict, and this is not like a great intellectual challenge for me to come up with this, pension reform is going to be an issue in 2012. Clearly, the governor has put forward a proposal on short and long-term reforms that he believes are necessary for us to make those systems workable and effective in supporting California. But we also have several initiatives you've all heard about, some of which are in various processes of qualifying for the ballot. And I do expect, as a result, there'll be a lot of legislative activity. There'll be proposals, whether it's the governor's proposal or counterproposals to that, that obviously CSU will have a very strong interest in, given that our employees, all of us, are part of PERS, and it has a direct impact on your ability to make sure that you're providing retirement benefits to both the faculty and staff of the institution. So I suspect that will take a lot of our time and a lot of thoughtful engagement in figuring out how to balance all the different issues among that. We also, as I indicated, will begin working on a series of briefings in order to try to engage candidates in a better understanding about higher education and the need for reinvestment in our colleges and universities. We've begun working with the campuses already and putting together plans so that they can engage their local legislative and local government candidates early and often, so that we help make sure that higher education is on their radar as they go to the electorate, but also if they get elected and come to Sacramento. At our next meeting, we will bring for you proposals that the Chancellor will be recommending to you for our 2012 legislative program. We've just begun that process and are consulting with your campus presidents, with the executive leaders, and others in making final determinations for the Chancellor, who will then bring it to you at your January board meeting. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'm completed my report. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of Karen? Yes. Lou?
Karen, while not reflected in your report, I know you've been busy assisting us in the system in our ongoing efforts as we try and receive some feedback on our new comparables and et cetera, and certainly would appreciate any insight or initial feedback that you might have that would be of interest to the committee.
Sure, I'm happy to. As those of you on the special committee, but all the full board, we have been working in close partnership with Chairman Monville and the Chancellor on the work that you're doing in examining our executive compensation policy. And in particular, following a Senate Education Committee hearing where Trustees Monville and Actenberg made a presentation before the committee, we have had several briefings now with the Legislative Analyst Office, with the Department of Finance, with the Governor's Office, and with key legislative staff in walking through the process and our analysis, in particular, of proposed new comparator institutions that would be one of several factors in your executive compensation policy. And what I think the overall response has been, I would say in a word, positive. I think that there's a strong view that the CPEC comparator institutions, even taking out the five private institutions, were not properly reflective of the diversity and the complexity of this institution. And so there was a very positive response to the idea of tiering, of having various levels of institutions so that you're comparing apples to apples. Your campuses are very different. You know that better than I do. And so having comparables that reflect those differences, I think, were very well received. It was also very much appreciated the thoughtfulness in the selection of those institutions. In particular, the Legislative Analyst Office, I think, found the idea of starting with your total operating budget and enrollment as the base, then considering research. Now, honestly, there is some discussion about what research should be included, but they certainly appreciated why it would be. But then overlaying the information about Pell eligible and your graduation rates for the Legislative Analyst Office was a reflection of trying to identify institutions that were more like those campuses in their mission and the student body that they're serving. There has been advice that we use these comparators for this purpose only, that if we are going to use these comparators or a set of comparators for other purposes that might be related to fees and tuition or to accountability measures that some hope we will set in place for public and private higher education in California in the future, that probably needs to be a broader discussion than just this board. But they believe that what you've done to date makes as much sense as they've seen. Certainly believe CPEC it was time to move ahead. And I think they've provided some written feedback to the board on some of their thoughts about that.
Any further questions to Karen? Yes.
There's quite a few bills in try to regulate the compensation. And you think those bills will get brought back in the coming year?
Well, all the bills that were introduced were introduced in the special session, so those are dead. Certainly, I think that there are probably a couple of those authors who were not participating in the Senate Ed Committee hearing, who I suspect will probably still feel a need to seek legislation. I think what we're trying to do is make sure that your process, as it has been, is transparent and fully consulted with the various parties so that we can persuade others that those bills are not necessary.
Any other questions? This is an action item. Could I have a motion to approve the item? It's been moved. Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor of the item signify by saying aye. All opposed? Chair Carter, this concludes the business of the Committee on Government Relations.
Thank you very much, Trustee Niaz. Trustee